This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and my co-host, Kim. And today we are at the Tools Conference in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And Kim and I are just coming off of a vacation and want to talk about some of the customer experiences that we had on that vacation. But first, let's take a second to thank our sponsors. RepairPal will introduce your shop to new customers through RepairPal.com, the largest site for auto repair. Learn more at RepairPal.com/shops. And thanks to our friends at AppFueled, declined repairs don't have to be lost revenue. AppFueled's call center schedules follow-up calls and equips your team with everything they need to close the deal. Get started now at AppFueled.com. As I was saying, we just got back from this vacation. Tell them a little bit about the vacation.
So this was a dream, like lifetime sort of bucket list trip that we've been dreaming about for actually several years before we started planning it. We went with three other couples that we do life with down to the British Virgin Islands, chartered a catamaran, and went island hopping. Just saying that out loud is still kind of disbelief to me.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was a bucket list for years. And I think I had this perception that it was a rich man's vacation, you know, so it was like, oh, later
out
on,
of reach.
You know, we'll do this. But honestly, it was not. If you can afford to go to Disney for a week, of course, that might be a rich man's vacation.
Well,
but
true. Seriously,
if you can afford to go to Disney for a week, you'll save money by going and chartering a catamaran.
Well, we took a cruise at Christmas with our son on Norwegian.
Yeah, it costs just as much.
And we realized we're pretty much spending the same for that as we are for this. So it's amazing.
We're saying that to say, like, don't listen to that and think that's unachievable.
Yeah.
It is a vacation that you can do. And we highly, highly recommend it. It's my favorite vacation that we've ever done.
Yeah.
My brain turned off for a week.
But we're island people. We're beach people. We love the sand. We love the sun. And so it was right up our alley. And those listening are probably shop owners, your business owners. And if you're like us, that business owner brain never shuts off. And so even though yours shut off, it kind of didn't in the area of it was like every time we experienced a new business, a new person, a new whatever, the ship captain, the process of boarding, and just the whole thing, we're analyzing customer experiences. And I believe, I know Brian believes that the customer experience is marketing. Like marketing is not just Google ads. It's not just your post on social media, but it's what people feel when they're experiencing your business, because that is what they're going to say about your business when they're talking to friends. And we have had so many people talk to us just in the last week about the trip that we just had. And so with that said, we wanted to talk about some of our experiences and how that plays into marketing and the auto repair shop. So
leading up to this trip, I'd gotten into this YouTube kick, which I'm always in a YouTube kick, but I was watching a lot of videos about going and island hopping in BVI. And there is one guy who kind of owns the category on YouTube, and he's called the Wandering Hillbilly. If you're thinking about possibly doing this as a vacation, go look up the Wandering Hillbilly on YouTube and watch like his 7-day BVI itinerary video. Anyway, I was watching one of his videos, and he was talking about when you get into Virgin Gorda, like when you moor there and you want to go to a place called the Baths, then call up Sweet Ice Willie. And, you know, usually when somebody is making a video like that, they'll just say, you know, call a taxi. But he didn't say that. He specifically mentioned Sweet Ice Willie. So I like burned that into my mind. And when we were in Tortola, before we had gotten on the catamaran, we went out to dinner one night, and the taxi driver was telling us to call his friend to have him taxi us in Virgin Gorda. And I said, well, there's another guy, you know, that we were going to use. His name is Sweet Ice Willie. And immediately his response was, oh man, you're going with Sweet Ice. Or he said, you're going with Ice Willie yet? You need to go with him. Y'all are going to have a great time.
And but then, that happened multiple times.
Well, yeah, because the captain that we had hired for our catamaran right before we got to Virgin Gorda, it was the same thing. He was asking, are we going to have a taxi come? And I said, yeah, we're going to have some guy named Sweet Ice Willie come. And he was like, oh, you're going to have an awesome time with Sweet Ice Willie. So talk a little bit about it.
Yeah. So I'm an emotional person, you know, like easy to excite. So I don't know if I'm necessarily the best person to do this, but from the moment he pulls up, it was different. We knew we were in for something unique because all of these in the BVI, they're like these safari looking trucks. So it's a truck and the bed of the truck has like a canopy on it and bench seats. And they all kind of look the same. There's nothing necessarily special. But when Sweet Ice Willie drove up, he was all about branding. He knew exactly what he was doing. He had custom, like the canopy over the bed of the truck was custom made, like custom canvas. He had the five, it was very yellow and he had five red stars. That was his branding.
It wasn't wrapped because they don't do that kind of thing there, but it was about as close to a wrap as you could get with all of the painting on the truck and everything. Yeah. It looked different.
It was and totally recognizable.
When he gets out of the truck, he's energetic.
Highly energetic. And you know what he kept saying?
Oh, he kept saying, he's like, you're my family for today.
Yep. My new family. All day long, he kept saying that. And there was something about safety that said to me, I'm going to take care of you today. And our friends were just, it was our first real experience in the BVI. And then we get up in the truck and he has a sound system in it playing music, and it created his own Sweet Ice Willie playlist that's all songs that you just, I don't care what country you're from, you know these songs, you're going to dance to them, you're going to sing to them, you're going to laugh, you're going to have a good time. And so here we are riding in the back of this truck, bouncing up and down the roads while he just keeps cycling through these different songs and knowing because he's a local, he's stopping at all these great little lookout spots that he's like, this is a great place to take pictures. And at this point, I knew what he was doing, right? Because we're marketers, we're business owners, and I'm just taking notes.
He's taking the pictures, but he's making sure to get himself in the pictures. That,
yep.
So, and he's got a tattoo that says Sweet Ice Willie on it. And he's like pulling his sleeve up so you can see his tattoo when he's taking the pictures.
But he knows what he's doing because he takes your phone and says, I'm here, my new family, I'm taking your picture. So you're not having to figure out who's taking the picture, who's going to have their arm in the selfie. He's taking the pictures for you, thinking ahead, really thinking about what do my guests want and need. And then like Brian said, never did he take our picture without finishing with him in the picture. And yeah, so.
And I hear, because we just did our Tuesday teaching yesterday in our, it's supposed to be in our private group. We had to do it on YouTube because apparently Facebook removed streaming into the private group.
We're not salty about that at all.
With a third-party app. But anyway, we ended up doing it on YouTube. And one of the people from our group who was watching said his social media game, he's got it going on.
Who's got a social media game going on?
Sweet Ice Willie. Because when I said it, they went and looked him up on social.
Oh.
And they were saying his social, you know, he's got a strong social media game.
Yeah.
So,
of course,
you know, his truck is painted up. He's provided an amazing customer experience. He's got the music going, which, by the way, he even put his branding into the music.
Yep.
Because one of the songs he put on was Ice Ice Baby, but he had changed the words to Ice Ice Willie. Yep. So then when we got to the baths, there was one advertising sign there. And who was it for?
Yep.
Sweet Ice Willie.
Sweet Ice Willie. And so, he had business cards he was passing out the
and
whole
merch.
Time.
He had merch.
And he had merch. We got to the restaurant. He brought us up to this restaurant overlooking these gorgeous islands in the BVI.
It's called Hog Heaven.
Hog Heaven.
If you know anything about the BVIs, you know about Hog Heaven.
Yeah.
If you're going to go on a trip, make sure you go to Hog Heaven.
So we're at the restaurant. And I just love he knew he had already made a connection with us. And this was like within 20 minutes of the day. And he's pushing his merch on us. But I almost bought it. And we were right there at the restaurant. He's like, this is where you buy your Sweet Ice Willie. He's got the hat and the shirt all together. But it was just him and himself. But he's so good that on the way back, we're riding and we go to pass another Sweet Ice Willie truck. And we realize
he's got four trucks now.
He's expanded. Yeah. And he said that was his son. So his son was driving that other one. Yeah, this guy has just made quite an impression. We've already told several people about him. And then, like, we're in this Facebook group, the BVI chat, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of talk in there about Sweet Ice Willie. So, fun fact about him, which he includes in his story, is he was a professional basketball player with the British Virgin Islands or something.
And yeah, their national team.
The national team. And so that was part of his tattoo. And so, of course, I'm like, oh, let me get a picture with you and your tattoo. And because it's part of his story. It's just super cool.
And if it's not already obvious, we'll bring this together and on how like this can, how this impacts your shop. Mm-hmm. So the second experience that we had was at Tipsy by Ann on Anegada Island. It's a beach bar on Calwreck Beach in Anegada.
Anegada is the island.
And Anne is quite the entrepreneur because she's got her beach bar. She's got vacation rentals. She has the gift shop.
But what this else? Is not just any beach bar. It is truly an experience. Mm-hmm. You get there and she's got the gift shop. She's got the bar. She's got a DJ there, which I think was her husband. But they have games everywhere, like big outdoor games. There's the cornhole, there's basketball, there's beach balls all over the place.
And all that's cool. What's the thing?
So the thing with Anne, by the way, this is the off season, okay? So it was apparently not busy, but it was busy.
Oh, it was busy.
So there were a lot of people there. They start off with creating a tab for each person or each group. And so they get your name. Well, she knew Brian's name the rest of the day. Hours had passed and we were out on the beach and we'd gone for a walk. We came back and I asked him, okay, now I'm ready for a drink. So I'm out in the ocean and he walks up hours later. There's 100 people there and she sees him walk up and says, hey, Brian, what do you need? Or something like that. So it's the, by the way, side note, if you know us well, you know that we are Kenny Chesney addicts. Let's just face it, we are. Kenny Chesney is big about the BVI. Well, he has been to Tipsy by Ann, the beach bar.
Many times.
Many times. And so I was super kind of starstruck by her. Like, I remember getting there going, oh, that's Ann. And she was just so down to earth and personable and somehow gets your name and remembers it.
We had four tabs open, you know, with the four couples that were in our group. And like Kim said, it was busy, off season or not, lots and lots of people there. And they remembered everyone's name. And they didn't ask us for a name either. They're smart. They just get it right off the credit card when you open up the tab. And they can, you know, throughout the day. I fully suspect that if I went there today, a week later, she would remember my name. But then it happened again on Joost van Dyke at Sydney's Peace and Love.
Oh, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo got our names and remembered our names throughout the night. But then the next day, we're in a different part of Joost van Dyke and Ronaldo comes riding by on his motorcycle and he remembers our names.
Well, and wasn't that when you and the guys were on the scooters?
Yeah.
But then if you remember, we saw him again that evening when we were near Foxy's, when we were all sitting under that tree eating dinner at that place, he came by and stopped again talking to us, my new friends.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, y'all, but I haven't found him, but I have been looking for him on Facebook and Instagram because I for sure am going to send him a friend request because the Queen of Connections is going to connect. So when we get back down there, he's going to remember who we are. But
yeah,
and that I just love like the family feel of all of this because Sydney's Peace and Love. Sydney passed away a couple of years ago. His daughter, Strawberry, is now running the place, but her son, Ronaldo, is all in and they just get it. They get making people feel good and happy and remember the experience.
Our friends at RepairPal are making today's episode possible. Don't lose work to your competition. Today's consumers check pricing during all stages of the repair process, before, during, and after. Did you know that 81% of them do online price comparisons before making a purchase, and customers that check your price after they've already authorized the work do so after calling the competition? But RepairPal, the largest auto repair network, has a solution. Their Fair Price Estimator tool can be put on your website to help you build trust with consumers up front to demystify price, help educate consumers about what's involved in a repair, bring you higher web traffic, and prevent your customers from calling your competition. You have to be in it to win it, so head on over to RepairPal.com/shops and set up a call to learn more about becoming RepairPal certified. When you sign up, you'll get 1 month of service free and save $150 off certification. That's RepairPal.com/shops. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy.
I'll just make this brief. Brian and I talked about this on the trip, that there are people down there who are just solving problems. They're just figuring out a way to make money. But it's not just making money for them. The Rum Runner is a man who's retired. I think he's retired.
Well, he's not retired.
Well, no, but like this is like his post-career gig.
Yeah.
And
this is a how do I live in paradise for the rest of my life and make enough money to get by gig.
Here's what he does.
And I think he's making more than he needs to get by.
What was that little bay that, where was this one?
This was at Bittering Yacht Club. So it was Virgin Gorda, the North Sound.
All right. And so we've heard about this guy because of social media and preparing for the trip, and we're kind of waiting for this experience. And so we get there, and it's just this little red boat that's parked there. It's anchored in this area, and he has these soft serve ice cream like machines on his small, very small little boat that he's making Rum Runner drinks and some other drink. I can't remember what the other one is. But he goes around with his dog, Drake, and they just float around and they go from boat to boat asking if we want to order any drinks. And it's just...
And everybody wants to order
everybody.
Drinks.
It's like, it's the experience. Like,
and he's got quite the social media presence, too. Just look him up. Rum Runner BVI.
And so he comes up and we're all like, oh, the Rum Runner's here. The Rum Runner's here. And so... some of our friends were like in the interior area of our catamaran. They come out. We're all gathered around. We're all talking to this guy, having this big conversation. His dog jumps off onto our boat. He's panicking and trying to get his dog back on the boat. And we're just having this big, fun conversation. And do you know, we ordered Rum Runner drinks for, I think, almost every one of us and never once asked how much is
it? Well, that was a common theme. Throughout the trip, I was just talking to somebody about this, that there were many times where we just simply didn't ask how much something was because we were there for the experience and we were willing to pay for it, whatever it needed to be.
So to put this in perspective, we ordered 6 or 7 Rum Runners. So he peels off, whatever, floats off, flies off, does whatever he does on his boat, goes. So he's got a little dinghy boat and he goes from boat to boat and then he goes back to his boat where he makes the drinks. Makes the drinks, 10 minutes later, comes back, delivers them. He's got branded cups and it was $100 for 6 drinks. They were $15 each and they're very small. But we were like, They were delicious. Did you get one?
I did.
They were delicious, but it was just, again, the whole experience. But without getting into the other ones, he did that. There were people who would come up to very happy to take your trash. You give them $5, they take your trash. They'll sell you a $10 bag of ice.
But they were happy.
And then there were people that were delivering pizzas. There was another delivering empanadas.
Yeah. So there's people that have figured out how to make their living in paradise. But there were other experiences that we had too, where, you know, we would have a server that we could tell they just didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny about that is that at those restaurants with the servers that we could, you know, they were just duds. It wasn't that they weren't mean or nasty or anything. They just, you could tell that they would rather be somewhere else. But the restaurant itself, the vibe, the food, everything was a much higher level.
Mm-hmm.
But we enjoyed the other experiences, like Tipsy, mm-hmm. you know, which is the beach bar. We enjoyed that so much more because they were happy that we were there. And I'm talking about genuinely happy that we were there. And I think that that's something that you have to look at in your business and give a really honest evaluation of it is the interaction that your team is having with your clients. Do your clients feel like your team is happy to be there? Mm-hmm. Like they genuinely want to be serving them or not? Because we have one other experience that I want to tell you about. And this was a taxi driver named Ben. And the very first night when we got Ben, it was late. I have a feeling that Ben was at home after a long day of work.
And had been relaxed.
And ended up getting called back out for us. And he was just miserable.
Yeah, he just didn't seem.
But then we ended up getting him again the next day. And he was fantastic the next day. And we ended up calling him two other times.
Yeah. So.
Because if we had just gone by the first experience with him, I'd have never used him again.
Well, the reason why we did use him again was because there were eight of us.
And he had a vehicle. And, he had a big van.
Yeah. And he had a big van. It was air conditioned. It was comfortable. And so regardless of him, on that first trip with him, our friend Joe said, hey, can you pick us up tomorrow morning or Saturday morning, whatever it was.
You see, I would have never done that because he was just the first night. It seemed like he would have rather been somewhere else.
But Joe did because we had some other drivers before. And like the vehicle we were in was highly questionable. There was no air condition, like all this stuff. So Joe booked him. And then, of course, as Brian is saying,
every other totally trip different. That we had with him was fantastic. And my point in telling you that is that you can't have an off day. Because I wouldn't have called him back. Joe got his card and was willing to because of the vehicle. But I would rather have had someone who was happy that we were with them that had a vehicle that was falling apart because we rode in a couple that were falling apart.
Well, we had someone else.
So you can't have that bad day.
We had someone else. I don't know if you want to share who this was, but there was someone else important on this trip that we were like talking with our friends. Well, this person wasn't the best. It was okay, but they were reaching the end of their season, the travel season. And we remember talking as like our friend group saying, this person needs to understand that every single trip, every single experience, you don't know who your guest is. Like, you don't know what impact they're going to have later on, who they're going to talk to or who they're connected to. And so every experience matters. And I think where we're going with this, with you as shop owners is, you know, Brian was just talking about, are your team members enjoying their job? We could tell when people were just, it was just a job. They weren't really truly caring about what they were doing. And for them to understand that this was a lifetime trip for us, you know, like people save for a long time to pay for a trip like that. And it's a big deal. And so how they are to us really makes a big difference. And so just wondering how your team feels. For us, happiness is one of our core values. We hire, fire, reward, and recognize based on our core values. Just today, so we're recording this in Lancaster at the Tools Conference, like Brian said at the beginning. And I was on a Zoom call early this morning interviewing a possible future employee. And one of my questions had to do with happiness. And I was telling her, we have a lot of work to do. We do top-tier marketing for top-tier shops. It's expected that we do a great service for our clients. You can have stressful days, but we want you to be happy and enjoy your work. 8 hours a day is way too long to be miserable. It's going to come across to your clients. They're going to realize that you hate your job. So, you know, what experience are your team members having in their day-to-day work, but how are they offering an experience? Because when your clients leave your shop, they're going to have something to say about you. And it is up to you as the leader, what you're instilling in your team so that they are giving your customers an experience that is worth talking about.
And that starts from the moment that you first answer the phone, because gosh, some of the phone calls that I've heard. People need to know that you want to serve them, that you are happy to serve them, that you are grateful that they are your client or your potential client from the very first interaction and every other interaction that you have with them, because you will lose people over one interaction. And you can't do that in business. And if you have that person, you know, that service advisor who you just don't know which one of them you're going to get, then you've got a problem that you need to fix. And it's a major problem that you need to fix at all costs. And I know how difficult it can be to find people, but sometimes it just requires replacing people. Sometimes it might require, if you have somebody who's fantastic, to move them into a non-customer facing role. You know, have them behind the scenes building estimates and ordering parts and all of that stuff. And for God's sakes, get somebody on the counter who is a happy, cheerful person who is going to make your clients feel great.
Yeah, Brian talked about everything from the first impression, the very first interaction. But, you know, lots of shops aren't into waiters anymore. But if you have waiters, them using the bathroom is part of the experience. Like, they walk into the bathroom. Is it disgusting or is it clean? We're sitting in these chairs right here. I'm sitting here looking at stains on this chair, right? Or, you know, like, is it icky? Do I sit down and I'm like, oh, I really don't want to sit here? And you won't know that as a shop owner, because you walk in every day, you look and you're like, oh, it looks great in here, until you get on the customer's level, go sit in the seats. So go sit down and you might feel, whoa, this thing is about to break. I'm going to have a client sit in here and they're going to hurt themselves. It is a reflection of your quality and how you care about everything on the entire customer journey.
And that idea of you don't see these things, it goes beyond just what's in your waiting room, because you will also not hear the tone that your service advisor has. If you listen to them answer the phone every day, you won't pick up on it that that was not something that I want my client to experience. So you have to either take yourself out of the situation and really listen, which you should be listening to your phone calls. I mean, I hope that you're using, you know, some kind of feature that will allow you to record your phone calls so that you can listen to them. And that doesn't mean you need to listen to everyone, but you should be spot checking them. Because what you hear when you're standing right next to your service advisor up front might be something different than what your clients are hearing when you're not standing up front. And what you hear when you're not really paying attention might be something different than what you hear when you're truly listening to say, what is my customer experiencing when they call here?
So we've talked about the customer journey experiences, first impressions. By the way, we do have, I'm very proud of this, I just put it together recently, a first impressions checklist. This came out of a class that I taught that people were like, you know what would be great? If you had a first impressions checklist. So if you want that, I literally go from the first time someone talks to your shop on the phone, the first time they experience you online, to they pull into the parking lot, all the way through the entire customer experience. If you just email us at podcast@shopmarketingpros.com and just put in the email, send me the first impression checklist, I will send that to you. It's probably on our website on the free stuff page. But feel free to email me and I will send that to you as well.
And it's, you know, this topic is timeless, but it is May 2025 as we record this. In October of this year, We are having our Plan with the Pros conference. If you want to have your best 2026 ever, then come join us at Plan with the Pros to plan out your entire marketing efforts for 2026. You can find out more information about that at planwiththepros.com. So I hope that this was some good stuff for y'all today. We are one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find the others at aftermarketradionetwork.com. I want to thank our sponsors again for providing this episode. Hope that you'll listen in again next week. Until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.